This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome back to Blockbuster Rewatch. It's been a little bit, haven't done these as often as I would like, but it's good to be here, good to be back with you people listening in and watching along a great blockbuster movie. And as you all have known, if you're paying attention, I'm in the midst of Star Wars. That's right, I started all the way with Episode 4, New Hope, went through the original trilogy, and now, tonight, I'm ending the prequel trilogy, which is probably the most maligned trio, I would think, of the Star Wars trilogies. But there are good parts of it, which we've seen in the first two. And this one has a lot of good parts. And it is probably, in my opinion, the best of the prequels. And I have a guest here to watch with me, break it down, talk about Star Wars. This guy knows his Star Wars. He's a big fan and been looking forward to having him and talk about this movie and watch along with him. Y'all love him. Y'all know him. James Gruenberg, a.k.a. Gruny. Gruny, welcome back. Good to be on a live watch with you.
Hello there. Hello, Andy. How are you doing? You doing good?
I'm good. I love the, Obi-Wan impression to start off here. So you're in the right frame of mind here to watch this movie, right?
Yes, I am, Andy. And when this came out, I was turning 13. So this is like my big birthday present, actually.
God, you made me feel really old right there, Gruny. Because I was, when this came out, I was like 32, 33. So. It's funny because we're at different points. We're definitely different points of our lives. You know, you're teenager, you know, just becoming a teenager, right? I'm older Star Wars fan. I had a 3-year-old already at that time, and I think I might be the only person here in the Place to Be Nation who has seen every Star Wars movie in the theater, actually, because I was four or five when the first one came out, and I did go. My parents did take me to see that movie. Even the Podfather has not seen that, A New Hope. But he might have seen it on some of the re-releases, but I've seen it on every original run. So definitely a very different perspective. Before we start the movie, what are your thoughts up to this point in the prequel trilogy? Were you really excited? Because you must have been, what, like 7, right? When Phantom Menace came out.
Yeah, 7 when Phantom Menace came out. You know, I watched all... I had like the I actually had the VHS trilogy, like the re-releases, maybe from 1997 or 98, like whenever they came out. Yep. And I just got them, so I was like always watching. Return of the Jedi is my favorite movie, Andy. This was like, okay, so now what happens, you know? It's like, all right, the first, like, the Star Wars Episode 1's coming out. It's like, oh my gosh, like, now we can see, like, what Luke's father was like. Attack of the Clones was a little bit confusing to me, like, watching it. I just didn't understand it. It was like, okay, what does this have to do with anything, you know? Let's get to where what everyone wants to know is how he became Darth Vader.
Yeah, that's really what it's about. Yeah, that's the big thing on the prequels. It's all about, like, trade federations and all these things, and Senate. That's really kind of what bogged them down, because there are a lot of good parts. And in this movie, we were looking forward to a lot of stuff in this movie, right? Because if you're a Star Wars fan, you wanted to see, you know, him. He's starting to, like, kind of embrace darker tendencies, Anakin, in the second movie. But here it's like, we want to see, you know, the full turn. We want to see what happens between him and Obi-Wan. We want to see Order 66, which honestly, I did not know a lot about at the time, because I had not, you know, I seen the movies, I played video games, but I was not, like, reading books, and I wasn't that up on the canon. And now, you know, today I have, like, you know, again, still haven't really read the books or anything, but I've watched the Clone Wars cartoon. I've watched Rebels. I'm in the midst of Bad Batch. The series finale just dropped. As of this recording, I haven't watched it yet. Pretty interesting to see how that turns out. So now, kind of knowing that stuff, because they kind of go back to this, they reference this movie, things that happen in this, in those shows. So it's pretty cool, actually. So, Grooney, have you seen up on the tunes?
Yeah, I am. And no spoilers, but I did finish up. I finished up Bad Batch. I didn't watch Clone Wars all the last season or whatever it is, but I'm going back and rewatching that one as well. But you know, I know what happens. Bad Batch is great. You know, what happens like after Order 66 and whatnot. You know, you see like. Did all the clones obey the order, and some like be like, no, they're our friends, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely the programming and whether they were glitches, what have you, because you know, there's nobody bats a thousand, so you knew there were going to be some rejects. It's like making waffles, right? You know, and it's like you throw the first one to the side, and that's kind of where we got the Bad Batch from. It was like, oh, a little too much strength in this one, a little too much, you know, knowledge, a little too much cunning in there. And that's kind of the basis for most of the Bad Batch characters. But this is not a live watch of the Bad Batch. This is a live watch of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. So Grooney and I are both watching this on Disney Plus, correct?
Yep. Yes, all sir. Right.
So I'm queued up at 000001, whatever it is. And let's hit that play button. Ready? In 3, 2, 1. Okay. So we got the 20th Century Fox. When the new ones came out, it was so weird. Like, I love, because it's like that 20th Century Fox, and then Lucasfilm starts, which we have right now up on the screen. And yeah, so I was very interested in what was going to happen when we start off this movie because of, you know, where we left off, right? With Anakin going against the Jedi Order, marrying Padme. And we will see, Jar Jar, you know, starts to have like a little bit of a bigger role than he did in episode 2. So we have our crawl here coming out.
He had like more of a role in episode 1. Episode 2 was like his bigger role than episode 1. He doesn't really have a lot of war, thing here, you know, a lot of role time here.
But what happens though is kind of,
yes,
he's like a catalyst. So we're starting off with Dooku here, where we have, the General Grievous has swept into the Republic. Yeah, Grievous was a very cool character, I thought. We don't spend a lot of time with him. Some people say that he was kind of the beta version of what will become Vader. Have you heard that?
No, but I wouldn't. It wouldn't surprise me if that's what they thought he was going to become. Like, you know, all robot, no man, or he's all machine here. But we'll see what happens.
All right, very cool. Yeah, Dooku is definitely a very cool character. What are your opinions on Dooku's lightsaber with the kind of hilt? It's got the kind of like a with that
curve
twist
kind of, right?
Yeah, the curve to the handle.
It's cool. Like, it makes you like seem like it's more evilish. You know, Maul had the double lightsaber. Oh, yeah. Dooku has the curve, you know. So like anything that doesn't seem like it's Jedi appropriate, like, you know, oh, I'm a bad guy, I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little modification here to separate me, because everybody, you know, y'all can't have the same lightsaber.
As far as the Order 66, you know, after this movie, it wasn't for like all the shows that we have now, you wouldn't even know that like how like the clones were programmed and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we learn a little bit in the last movie about the clones, and you know, really, it's funny. It's like, you know, you watch this, you know, coming from watching the original trilogy, and they're like, wait a second, clones? They were the forerunners of stormtroopers, but yet they're on, you know, the Republic side, not the Empire.
Yeah. So here we have this big like space battle here. The space battles were cool here, you know.
Yeah, they were definitely where the new technology kind of it benefits from there. The first one, Phantom Menace, really looks very CG. You know, mm-hmm. as we go through, the last two, we kind of get a little bit back to kind of looking similar to how the original looks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did that in Book of Boba Fett, really look like the original, with the way they kind of like did some effects to make it look grainy and dated a little bit. So that I really appreciated that.
Yeah, so here we have like the clone army troopers. Anakin always has like great ties with R2, as you'll see here. I like the vulture droids. They just like transform. They're like walking, and then they're like, oh, time to go to war.
Yeah, Anakin, claims to be such a great pilot, and doesn't always go to order here. Like, he kind of thinks for himself when he
always wants to play hero, and yeah. We understand why he always wants to play hero, because he vowed to save his mom, and he blames it on himself because he wasn't there to do it. So he makes sure that nobody else gets hurt, even though it's like, hey, Anakin, these guys signed up for a war. They know what's going to happen.
Hmm.
You can't save everybody.
So we are.
That's just my perspective on it.
Yeah. So yeah, we're about 7 years away from Disney purchasing Lucasfilm. So I believe this is the last one George Lucas is involved in, though, right?
Yeah.
Because Rogue One
is under Disney.
Yeah, it's under Disney. So it's a little while before we get another one.
Mm-hmm. Now imagine if Rogue One came out before The Force Awakens, put the story arc into play of things. So here are these little like buzz droid things, mm-hmm. They're just hacking away at the ships too. These are interesting creatures,
they're not there to blow you up, they're there to like take you apart.
Uh-huh. Oh, they took apart the droid. There goes the head.
Poor droid.
Yeah. Like, how would the droid not know what to do? It's like, dude, like, you're a droid. Get your laser beam out and kill these things, but...
Lasers.
Yeah. Speaking of, since this is the last Lucas film, Andy, do you think Disney purchasing Star Wars ruined Star Wars, or did it make it better? Because like it kills like the legends, like the comics and everything that I've heard about, and then it's like, oh no, that didn't happen, now we're going to canon, and it's like, no, this is what really happened.
No, I think putting it in a company that can really maximize it, I mean, Lucas already had dealings with Disney because of Star Tours and what have you, and the parks and things like that. I think I think Disney is the company that would take care of it and do it right. And as we've seen, it's been a little hit or miss at times, but yeah. I think generally they've done well with the franchise. I mean, look, we got Mandalorian, we got Galaxy's Edge in the parks. Yeah, the Star Cruiser did not do well. I think they really just priced themselves out of that, and that was the fault, I think, of the then CEO of the company, Bob Chapek, who really did a shit job during his tenure of running the company. But I think because now you get like Dave Filoni, and Jon Favreau with them kind of piloting and helming the ship, I think it has really come into its own. I mean, Filoni is as close to a Feige as we have for Star Wars right now.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with the state of Star Wars. We get more Star Wars stories. I think if we could start getting away from this part of Star Wars, I mean, I know there were talk of other trilogies being happening. Like a couple of the Game of Thrones writers were supposed to do a separate trilogy that was supposed to take place like in a different part of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know how much more we can do with the with these characters. I mean, we're still going here. Ahsoka was really good. you know, there's still more here, but I like to see them kind of break off from them a little bit and give us some new stories with a whole new set of characters. Not to, you know, go away from our beloved characters here.
Mm-hmm. It's always weird how, like, he's like, oh, I sense Count Dooku. It's like, well, really, where else would Count Dooku be? It's all sense of crap. It's like, okay. Little callback to Return of the Jedi. The shields are still up. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that.
When they jump out with the lightsaber, that was a cool end. It's a cool little, like, entrance. Like, oh, exit and hey-ya, you know?
And we get, you know, Grievous with his, you know, a robot that's got asthma, it seems like.
sounds like he smoked too many death sticks, Andy.
Yeah, that's true. Those little droids always got me. You know, the ones with the little shields. Roger, yeah. Roger. Roger, Roger.
Well, no, like the destroyer droids, like they're cheating.
Yeah, because they have the shields and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's like, did you tell us to drop it? Yeah, we ain't dropping nothing.
Yeah, well, that's cool though. I do like that they introduce more droids into the canon here.
R2 is like the coolest droid because like he has like no fear, you know. Like I don't think like he really has like emotion like C-3PO does. Like, but it's like R2's like, yeah, whatever you need me to do, I'm doing it until the end.
Well, yeah, he's got like no apprehension. That's really what it is. There's no inhibitor chip, I guess, in him. Like, you know, 3PO, yeah, 3PO is a worrier, and R2-D2 is a doer.
Uh-huh. You know, R2, do you copy? That was hilarious when I saw that in theaters. They had the megaphone right on, and they're like, R2!
See, the difference between them is 3PO thinks first, acts second, and R2, you know, is the opposite, acts first, thinks second. Mm-hmm.
Not a good move by R2. Now he's got to do it backwards.
R2, do you hear me?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez, that had to hurt.
Those are like the super battle droids, I think.
Uh-oh. Yeah, they're like, you know, the thicker armor, a little bit bigger. I mean, the troopers, they're the regular battle droids. They're like glass cannons. You know, they're very easy to take down and blow up.
Yeah.
R2's leaking all over the droids there.
Yeah. Did you play the Star Wars Battlefront games? Like, did you have a PS2, Andy?
No, I was not a PS guy until PS4. I played a lot on the N64. I had like, you know, Battlefront, not Battlefront, Shadows of the Empire, which I loved.
Well, I had a GameCube too, so I played Rogue Squadron.
I had Rogue Squadron.
Rogue Squadron 2 I played on GameCube, and Rebel Strike here. So here we have Chancellor Palpatine. He's captured.
Mm-hmm. Or is he? Hmm. A double agent, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Dooku, the former Jedi.
Similarities between here and Return of the Jedi. The battle is going on as they are ready to fight again too.
Mm-hmm. What a get though, having Christopher Lee in this role. Guy was a legendary, you know, actor, and he had like this resurgent towards like, you know, the last years of his life, where he is in this and Lord of the Rings, two giant franchises.
Oh yeah, I was like, I knew him from other places besides Star Wars, but I just couldn't remember it. And I was like, no, he's in Lord of the Rings.
Well, yeah, he had a really long career. He did a lot of like horror and stuff for most of his time. That's really what he was known as for, at least. I mean, he passed away in 2015, so 10 years after this. But he was, you know, doing math here. He was 83 when this came out, for their spots.
Oh. Wow.
So, yeah. So not bad. Not bad.
Not bad, though. So,
yeah.
Cheering on the Jedi.
Yeah, he was in Hugo, wow. Wicker Tree.
Just like last time.
Oh, yeah.
Just like on Attack of the Clones. Oh, and I think like Obi-Wan's like knocked out for like, yeah, he's gone. Now it's just Anakin and Dooku again.
Oh, yeah. And he's, it's so funny how, you know, Palpatine is really the puppet master here.
Yeah.
He's getting Dooku, you know, to bring out of Anakin what he ultimately wants him to. Because Dooku may be his apprentice at the moment, but he's expendable.
And he's old. Cuts off his hands there. Oh, yeah. Double swords.
Ooh, yeah. Kill him now. That's not the Jedi way.
Kill him now. They said here that it looked like Dooku was actually going to reveal everything. You know, it's like a desperate attempt.
Yeah, that was kind of a brutal death.
Oh, yes. Double killing. You think Dooku would have actually revealed what was going on, or he was like, nope, I knew what my position was.
No, I think he would have.
Well, he was too dangerous.
I think Dooku would have looked out for himself in that
situation. He was too dangerous to be kept alive. Of course he was.
Yeah. But again, there's always two. And Palpatine has been, and you know, planting the seeds to make Anakin his next apprentice.
It's so, yeah, but he basically uses, like, four puppets, basically, if you think about it. Well, three, and he'll have a fourth by the end of this movie, but, you know, it's like, wow.
Yeah, I forgot who Dooku was. I'm trying to remember. In Tales of the Jedi, they did reveal, I think it was like, was Dooku when he was, I'm trying to remember if he was Qui-Gon's master at one point. Yeah, he was Qui-Gon's master. So the lineage there, it's kind of interesting how he killed his master's master's master. Yeah. And I've gone cross-eyed by doing that. But
the one thing, Andy, I never really understood was who Sifo Dyas was and how the clones actually came. So did Palpatine manipulate Sifo Dyas into creating the clone army? Is that like what happened?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. So here's a lot of bad piloting. At least they knew how to control the ship. There goes R2. Whee!
Yeah, I love the R2 scream. Well, I mean, the ship's controls and everything was kind of taken down. I mean, it's a bit disabled here, and you have the I forgot what they're called again. The viceroys here to talk like this.
You got the battle droids piloting. What do you think's gonna happen? I have the emergency booster engines, so well, that does help.
I love how Palpatine really plays this part really well. When he hides his powers, like he's like trying to come off as a meek old man here.
But can you imagine if the ship crashed? He's like, dude, you wasted all my stuff. This wasn't supposed to happen.
Oh boy, now they're racing the elevator.
Oh, is it coming down or is it going up? Oh, it's coming down for them. Yeah.
And he just missed.
Yep. Woohoo!
Oh boy. It kind of reminds you of the trash compactor.
Uh-huh.
The whole headstand.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, Grievous looks like, you know, they took like a bunch of battle droids and just put them on steroids.
Yeah. But I actually, you know, Andy, I did go back and I watched the Return of the Jedi. I listened to your Return of the Jedi with Scott, and it's like, how did he get those four lightsabers?
That's true. Oh boy, sometimes R2 is a little drunk, it seems like.
He's like, oh god, you guys.
Oh, Terry just kicks him down.
Uh-oh.
Do you have a plan B?
Shut up. I'm not afraid of you guys, so yeah.
Ah, yes, negotiator, General Kenobi.
General Kenobi. Sounds like the mob boss here.
Yeah. Well, kinda. He's getting these ad trying to add to his collection here.
Anakin Skywalker.
Well, you afraid he's gonna cough on you, Anakin?
Shorter than I expected.
Jedi scum. So what are your opinions on Hayden Christensen? Because I know a lot of people, I mean, now they're starting to appreciate them. It's really funny how he's getting appreciated. Andrew Garfield got really appreciated when he returned to Spider-Man. So a lot of people popped big time when he returned to the role. What were your thoughts, though? Because, you know, kind of his career kind of goes down for a long time here after this movie.
I think he did a great job, you know, but again, like he got typecasted as Anakin Skywalker, and that's all he was going to get, you know, I mean, unless it was like another like hero movie that he could be the hero, you know, it seems like he got typecasted, but he does a really great job as like portraying what old Ben has described as Anakin, his father to be, you know, Luke's father to be.
Yeah, these I don't know, these like ninja, but with the whole like their cloaks and everything, these droids, pretty badass. Yeah. And they keep going after they get their heads cut off.
They had so many cool like swords, you know, the shock swords, as they say. Stun guns. And looks like Grievous here is going to no, he's not gonna escape yet. He still has a shock sword, but two Jedi. You lose General Kenobi. Well, he cracks the windshield.
Well, it's amazing how, I guess, you know, if this was like real, this is where somewhere like Neil deGrasse Tyson would have ripped this apart, where as soon as they, you know, Grievous breaks the window, they're dead, basically.
The fact that he survived the air, well, you know, with like the wind and everything, so, he gets into his escape pod and he goes. Wonder what happens to the rest of the Viceroys. Do they just die?
I think they hang on for a little while.
Yeah.
I did not love the Viceroys.
No.
They kind of remind me a little bit of like the apes from the original Planet of the Apes, like the way their mouths moved.
Uh-huh. Yes. But it felt like they were like the bosses, like in Casino almost.
Yeah, I can see that analogy working there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do love how this movie pretty much starts off with action. We jump right into a battle here, a space battle. We get some, you know, hand-to-hand combat here. We get some lightsaber action.
Yeah, no negotiations. No assassination attempts. Well, the Chancellor almost got assassinated.
Yeah.
Still flying half a ship. Oh, so they died in the other half, so that's what happens there.
And it's burning up going into the atmosphere of this planet here.
Coruscant.
Now they're above Coruscant. Yeah, like I said, it's been a while since I've seen this.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like still daylight. How you would think, oh, well, I just got my morning routine in. I went to battle and saved the Chancellor. Nothing else to do. I'm going back to bed.
They're like the Marines. They did more before 9 a.m. than most people did all day.
Yeah. Well, they said that, like, Chancellor Palpatine, like, if they're, like, comics and stuff, got kidnapped around like sundown or something.
Oh, okay.
They got the fire medic droids trying to hose down the ship.
Any Lanny who walk away from is a good one, right? And I think that's what they're going for here. Ooh. Damn, just took out that tower.
Well, all their flights are canceled for the day. Nobody else allowed to leave.
I would say so. Another happy landing.
It's like Anakin's done this before.
Mm. Yeah, you got Coruscant, basically the giant city planet. Mm-hmm.
Did you say it's like the equivalent of New York City, Andy?
I would guess. I mean, it's the entire planet's a city, which is pretty cool. That's one of my favorite things about Star Wars is all the different planets and all the different, not personalities, but different. They're all different. I mean, have you played Fallen Order?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I haven't played the second one though. No. I'm still sitting on my shelf, being ready to. I really did enjoy Fallen Order. I hope we get Cal Kestis in live action.
Yeah, I don't have a PS5, Andy.
Oh, okay.
Nope, you can't play it on PS4, which is totally like, it's like really, you couldn't let one more game slide before you had to go exclusively to PS5. Enjoy a glorious day with the politicians. You know, again, Anakin gets to be the big hero. Kato named Doya. It's like, I bet you someone's got a backstory what happened on Kato named Midoriya. So we see Mos Amita in the background. I think that's him, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite the eclectic group here of alien species. So, yeah, and he basically, has a whole story, cover story here with what happened to Dooku. We got Senator Organa showing up again. We get the happy couple reunite, R2 and C-3PO.
I always feel like Senator, that's funny. I always feel like Senator Organa really enjoyed Anakin.
Yeah. Yeah, Padme with kind of looking like with that hairstyle similar to Leia.
Falling behind so they don't get caught.
Two Danishes strapped to her head, basically.
Or as Scott said, the Dunkin' Donuts look. Bear claws, as I like to say.
Yeah. Quite the hairstyles there they have here for these women in Star Wars.
I mean, like, I wonder how many days it actually took to save the Chancellor. I mean, they must have had to have a plan. I mean, or they just went with it. It was like, oh, nope, their ship's right above us, so let's just go full force.
Yeah, I would say that.
So here she's revealing her big secret.
Her big news. Which we're waiting for, because we knew, Luke and Leia have to be born before the end of this movie.
Like, obviously. It's like, you're not going to leave us on a cliffhanger like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing about prequels is the lack of surprises. I mean, the surprises is in the journey. You know, what the destination is going to be. You know, Anakin becoming Vader, da-da-da. But how we get there is really the surprise. That's the thing about prequels, that you kind of have to have that mindset going in.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, it's like you knew, like, it's just you're wondering how. The word is how. You know what happens, but you want to know how it happens.
Yeah.
And mostly why. But, like, we know the why because, like, you know, he's angry all the time and stuff. But really it's the how. Like, how does this happen? So we're on the planet Utapau here that got held hostage here. Mm-hmm. you know, Pallians, you know, they're minding their own business, really. They're not causing any trouble. It's like, oh, well, the Emperor, I mean, the Betrayed Federation's here. Let's just act like nothing happened, okay? Kind of an interesting Imperial army that he has, or Trade Federation army that they've gotten down here with all this land. They turned everything to machines.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is Grievous's, you know, hideout here.
Yep.
He's checking in with his boss here. Now, he's basically the Boba Fett of this trilogy, I guess.
When did you know that Palpatine and the Chancellor and the Darth Sidious were the same person?
Oh, I pretty much figured it out off the bat.
Okay, I mean, yeah, like, see, like, I feel like as a little kid, I don't remember when I did. I feel like I did before Revenge of the Sith, or else I would have been late to the party, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think definitely, if you weren't as familiar with the movies and all that stuff, if you're a kid watching these, yeah, it's a little harder to put two and two together if you're new to it. But if you know, you know, the Emperor and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the same actor, too, which is pretty cool. You can pretty much figure it out.
Yeah. Natalie Portman here was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she was, you know, a little wooden at times in her performance, but not bad.
No. Like, how would Anakin be able to keep this a secret, you know? Like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, like, well, I mean, he was born almost pretty much by an Immaculate Conception, so he could claim that, you know, she could claim the same thing, I guess.
But it's also, it's like, what, are you just gonna go to Netho? It's like, yeah, I'll be right back. I'll see you in, like, 10 hours, okay? Just give me 10 hours.
Oh, we get a little foreshadowing here.
Yep. We also got four. So this is like the second time he's had foreshadowing again.
Yeah. Well, it has to do with how powerful he is as a Jedi.
Well, it's also how powerful I always say Emperor because I'm spoiling, basically. It's also how powerful Sidious is. Like, was he really planting all these things into Anakin's head?
Oh, yeah. He was definitely manipulating him, feeding him stuff to because he recognizes how strong the Force is in him. And he doesn't want that against him. He wants it on his side. He wants to be able to control it. Because he knows he can't beat him.
No.
You know, in a one-on-one, you know, if Anakin is in full awareness and control of his powers, he could take the Emperor down.
Mm-hmm. It's so, like, it's so weird how, like, there's no window. It's all, like, on the outside. It's like, you're driving, oh, hi, Anakin, how you doing?
Well, and they're pretty high up. There's like no wind. Mm-hmm. If you were in New York City, it'd be whipping.
Oh, look at that skirt. What'd she call it again? The necklace thing.
Oh, I wasn't looking up. I have the closed captioning on, so. Oh.
Scorpion or whatever.
Yeah.
Just before she died.
Yeah. He's like, no, I don't think you want to know about this one.
Sounds like Sidious is stalking Anakin.
Yeah, kind of.
I know when you're asleep, I'm going to plant these images in your head.
Or is he Freddy Krueger? Oh. And the baby?
Dying childbirth and the baby. Again, he doesn't understand, like, he doesn't play out the scene. He just wakes up at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Anakin, you have to, with the mom, it was like, oh, it was different. Like, he couldn't really play that one out because she was already kidnapped. But this one's like, you should have let this one play down. But again, if Sidious is controlling him, then he's only going to play it out for that image, no more. You think Obi-Wan? Obi-Wan's like the heart of the Jedi. He's not going to freaking help you. He'll turn him in, basically.
I don't know about that. I think he would help.
He would have helped, you think? I feel like Obi-Wan is just like lost in the Jedi way. Like, it's not like it's the Jedi's fault, but they have way too many like rules, you know? Promotions? These visions you have? Like, even Yoda's like, oh, well, suck it up, kid. So, Andy, for the record, what is your favorite Star Wars movie?
Empire. Just because how much happens in that movie?
Yeah. Okay, I guess so. But like, I was always just a Return of the Jedi fan. I personally, Andy, as a kid, Empire was too scary for me. I didn't cry about it, but like, there were a lot of scary parts.
Yeah, yeah, there are. I mean, you have to think about it though. Having seen Empire without knowing what was going to happen next.
Okay,
that was a thing. The revelation that Vader is Luke's father, like the kind of the cliffhanger, I mean, Han, everything. It was like, it's kind of like watching Infinity War. So yeah. It's similar, you know, where it's like, holy shit, like what do we do now? Like what's going to happen next? And, you know, seeing it, you know, when you have all the other movies, knowing what happens, and, you know, knowing that there's this other movie and da-da-da, it kind of, I think it's because if I was like younger and maybe like your age or something like that, it might be different, but just based on the fact that seeing these as they were released, nothing beats the feeling after Empire, like how we felt about this like whole story and everything like that happening.
So now the Jedi are scared because, you know, Chancellor Palpatine is getting more Senate powers. And now, you know, Palpatine has requested Anakin's presence.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan senses what is going on, but he just doesn't want to say it to his face. It's like, dude, just come out with it.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, Palpatine's still like, you know, he's trying to be that father figure. I mean, calling him son and all that stuff, and really, really trying to gain his trust.
You can trust me, right? I can trust you. I don't understand. He's the eyes, ears, and voice of the Republic. So he wants Anakin to help him, but also it's like you're trying to betray the counselor. So he's trying to, so he appoints him as the counselor. He's like, I don't know how that happens. Like, how does he go above and beyond? But I mean, he is the chancellor, but he is different from the Jedi council members.
What's interesting, though, is how the Jedi never sense that he has, you know, that he is force, like has force powers.
Yeah. It's complicated, really. There are all these like whys. They're like, why didn't they test him? Why didn't they do this?
Yeah, I mean, does he cloak it?
When you get to the Duel of Mace, I'll tell you. I'll tell you the secret that they say. When we get to the duel.
Yeah. Oh God! What a brilliant casting having Samuel Jackson as Mace Windu.
Such a low blow that they don't make him a master. Like, he's very, very good. But with making him a master, I think he's way too powerful for his own being.
Well, he's just not there yet. That's why. He's still a Padawan, technically, right?
Is he a Jedi Knight, or is he a Padawan?
Well, he's a Knight, yeah. I guess, yeah. You could say he's a Knight.
the outlying systems you must sweep. So they know that he's in the outer rim. And now Kashyyyk has a droid attack on the Wookiees.
I was so excited when we learned that we were going to Kashyyyk. I remember going to see this in the theater, and I was next to this Mama Luke, for lack of a better term, in the theater. I mean, I end up sitting next to this guy. I was there with my three buddies, and I'm on the end, and this guy's sitting next to me, and this guy, you know, they're like, he was acting like he was your best friend.
Oh, and, yeah.
And I was like, when they're on Kashyyyk, he's like, yo, Chewie. I'm like, it's not, in my head, I'm like, it's not Chewbacca, you dumbass. Not all Wookiees are Chewbacca.
So they sense, like, they know that Chancellor Palpatine is interfering with the Jedi work. Do you think they would have eventually elected Anakin onto the council?
I mean, he probably would have made it eventually. Mm-hmm. Had all this other shit not gone down, but, you know, we'll never know. I mean, he was powerful. I mean, it's just his, it's his judgment. I mean, his emotions, they cloud his thinking.
Council wants to report, so they want to basically betray the chancellor. Mm. So it does make, like, I know, like, we all know what really happens, but this does make the Jedi look bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's trying to use Anakin. You can kind of see where that, you know, conflicts him and leads him to, you know, kind of where he ends up.
The Senate, not the leader.
Yeah.
So he's definitely, like, beyond his term. I wonder if he went past the three-term limit. Or the two-term limit.
I was going to say, Gruny, you didn't do well in American history, did you?
No, but no, yes, I actually did. you know, it was after FDR, they said no third term.
Yes.
Yeah, see, I knew that, yeah. So again, they're all sensing like all these like clouds. I don't understand how Yoda is so clouded by this. He's the smartest Jedi, and he still does not know what to do.
Oh yeah.
Go back to Sesame Street. You're too young for this. Go home, you puppy.
Oh damn. That's funny. You're not as bad as when I was working on this show, and I was at a shoot, and the talent it was a show about George Washington, and the talent goes, and that thus setting the two-term limit after Washington only served two terms. I was like, well, excuse me, I don't mean to like step in here, because I was just there really to take notes and observe, because I was going to be working with the materials later. That happened with FDR. And the guy who wrote it goes, not from my research. I said, your research is wrong, dude.
What kind of research are you doing?
The educational system failed you.
Gosh, it has. What do you mean? What democracy we thought we were serving no longer exists? Public has become the very evil we've been fighting to destroy. So now is she trying to also break away from Palpatine? It's
everybody, you know, you can kind of feel for Anakin, because everybody's in his ear. You got Obi-Wan, you got Padme, you got the Chancellor. I mean, he's really conflicted.
Yeah.
You know, he's, you know, he gets very jealous easily.
He wants to save everybody. You know, he always wants to play hero, and he's just trying to help everyone, but he's in a lose-lose situation, like, all around.
Yeah. You know, it also leads him to, like, mistrust people, too, though, and question them. Because he's just hearing it from so many sides.
Also, here we are at the Opera House. Yeah.
Very fancy.
Hurry, Anakin, you gotta be late for the opera. Alice and the White Rabbit are gonna be very angry. These are the high rich aliens.
Oh boy.
Oh, I didn't know he had the Imperial Guards there. Like, you know, not as a kid. I was like, whoa, wow.
That's an interesting group there in that box.
Uh-huh.
That person looks like the villain in the Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, like, Uncle Fester's cousin. Oh, leave us. Come on. Go.
What the hell is this, like, the space version of Cirque du Soleil? What the fuck is going on here?
It might be, yeah. You know, you're just waiting for one of them to go on the motorcycle and do, like, the tricks. Vroom, vroom. Of course he knows where Grievous is. Who else would, like, you know?
He's setting him up to be his next patsy. That's really all Palpatine does, is he just uses people, and then when he gets the next one, and so on and so forth.
But it's so funny, though, how he's like, I know where Grievous is, you know? It's like, of course you do. You sent him there, basically. How many times have you heard the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise, Andy?
I mean, I've heard a little bit about it. Again, I'm not up on a lot of the lore.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have these two books. I have to read them still. One of them I lent to Criscolo, and he had it for a few years, called From a Certain Point of View.
I have a certain point of view, too.
Dude, there's a second one that just came out.
I have the there's the Return of the Jedi one that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember back to the early teaching days.
Who's your favorite bad guy though in all of Star Wars? Who would you say?
Like I thought Vader was, but. You know, like, he who has all the power has all the glory. And now, if you go back to this one, too, like, you know, Palpatine, because he is the master manipulator. It's like he woke up one day and said, you know what, I'm going to take over the whole entire galaxy. he has pieced all of his chess pieces together, and nothing has, like, fallen, you know, like he's betrayed his own men basically to get what he wants. He's betrayed the whole Senate. Like, not many. I mean, I don't want to sound too vague about it, Andy, but like, it's very like it's Hitler, like, you know, it is. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. Well, there are definitely similarities there.
Yes.
And we're getting a story about Darth Plagueis here.
Everyone goes now. Have you heard the story of Darth Plagueis?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was being a little sarcastic.
Okay. Well, here, for me, I guess it was Vader for a while. Maul was up there for a bit, even though we don't spend a lot of time with him, which is, you know, look, when I saw, Solo, when he shows up at the end, I was like, what the shit? Because I didn't.
Oh, me too.
But then, you know, because he has a bigger presence in Clone Wars.
And Rebels.
And Rebels, yeah. So, but after watching those, especially Rebels, Thrawn. Oh, my God. Thrawn is probably my favorite bad guy in all of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's nothing good in him. He's very calm. He's very, matter of fact. He's just, it's like this menace. That is like so, like, there, and he's like, he's not yelling and screaming, he's not anything, he's just mean.
Yes, he is mean. Do you think that Plagueis created Anakin, like, and just found Shmi?
Could be.
Not from a Jedi. So here we are on the sheet. Oh, Andy, you know, I'll ask you it now. Who do you think is the better villain, Palpatine or Lord Voldemort? Because they have similar backgrounds, you know, very manipulative. They played their chess, like, you know, I mean, Voldemort was single. Like, he didn't really have, like, a war yet, but, like, he played his chess pieces very delicately, too. I mean, I know they're, like, different, like, people, but...
I know. God, comparing Voldemort to Palpatine. I don't know. Palpatine was really the master manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
Voldemort was more of a like a cult leader, kind of, you know, who was extremely powerful and could back it up. So he had like followers, like mm-hmm. devoted followers. Palpatine just ruled. You know what I mean?
But there were supporters of the Empire, though.
Well, obviously. Yeah, there were supporters of the Empire. But a good portion of what was at his disposal in his army were created,
mm-hmm.
right? Droids, clones, you know, Voldemort's, the Death Eaters, those were, you know, they had similar beliefs.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, I think, kind of makes Voldemort, I think, better villain, I guess, or better, you know, big bad.
Yeah, because if you're like Palpatine's just looking out for himself, but like he doesn't care how the world ends, like as long as he survives, where Voldemort is trying to be like, no, we're going to rule the world, us together.
Well, I think Voldemort only cared about a few people. He didn't really care, like, you know, about everybody. I mean, obviously Bellatrix Lestrange and Nagini. But, like, most of the other Death Eaters were probably disposable.
Yeah, like, and like he always said, like, he didn't have a friend in the world, too. I always wondered how they did these like, hologram meetings, like, with the blue. You know, they have, like, a droid recorder there?
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, like, he apologized, he's been frustrated with the council and everything. Yeah. This is their last conversation, actually.
Well, he just, you know, he knows Anakin. He understands how he gets. So he just, you know, he learned. There are times, you know, you have to, like, pump the brakes with people you care about and kind of, like, lay off and remind them, like, you know, what your intentions really are, where it's not to, you know, manipulate them, not to force them to do things. You're looking out for their best interests at the end of the day.
Oh, if only Anakin went to Utapau instead.
I love Star Wars ships.
So you've never read From a Certain Point of View on any of the books?
I haven't read any of the books. I know I'm bad.
They're good. I've read Return of the Jedi one. There's a callback story here and there. Mm-hmm. They're going over the plan for Utapau. No, a big, like, I've always wondered how the ship, like, how a big ship has, like, that much capacity to hold all these other ships.
Yeah. Well, you know, they build them that big. Mm-hmm.
Like how, like, the what amazed me was the Star Destroyer that held Vader's shuttle, basically.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, if it's a that's a hyperdrive circle thing or something, a jump.
Yeah, it helps them to, you know, it allows the smaller ships that don't have the power to jump to light speed to do it, I believe. Oh, okay.
So now he's having another vision, like Obi-Wan's in the vision.
Yeah. Very suspicious. the jealous lover.
Came by here this morning.
Woke up this morning, got yourself a gun. Got yourself a blaster. A blaster.
The Skywalkers. Grab yourself a blaster, folks. The Skywalkers coming to HBO.
Oh, the best was, you ever watch Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law?
No, but I've seen clips of it.
They did an episode where they did, like, Fred Flintstone as, like, Tony Soprano. It is awesome. You should look them up. They're on Max. They're short, okay, too. They're like 12, 15 minutes each. Mm-hmm. But that one, if you're going to watch one, that's the one you watch.
Gotcha.
He's a little old to be called Annie. You love the wipes, though. They do like the old style wipes, because that was like all we had back then in the late 70s and early 80s. That was like the effects, the transition effects they had.
But to her, he'll always be her little Annie. Yeah. Oh yes, Utapau's a strange planet.
Yeah,
but I mean, they're all strange in their own ways. But like this one's like farming in holes.
Yeah, it's industrial and prehistoric at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Oh. Yeah, these freaky-looking dudes.
So they know he's there.
They're almost like the, remind me of the gentleman from Buffy a little bit. I don't know if you watched Buffy.
Not really. I'm surprised this dude didn't get shot like where he stood for telling him that he's upstairs, basically. Yeah. Didn't the Grievous. There's no Grievous here.
Oh,
at least he wasn't smart enough to be like, yeah, I just need some fuel, you know. It's like Homer Simpson. He's like, some fireworks. Give me some soda.
Dude needs to see a dentist. Jesus. Yeah. If you have warriors, now is the time.
They have people to take shots at. If you have warriors, now is the time. If you have a dentist, see him now. He might not be coming back.
Tell Commander Cody I've made contact. I have Commander Cody's helmet behind me. Well, the Lego one, but yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got Commander Cody and Captain Rex, Mandalorian. Leia's one from Jedi.
Cool. Well, obviously he knew that. He stayed behind. So, like, mm-hmm. You know. Oh yeah, that's right. It's like your Jedi buddy's here.
And we got some of these creatures here. I think these creatures are. I think the creature design got better too. As the prequel trilogy went on. I mean, I like the three creatures they had in the arena in Attack of the Clones. That was probably one of my favorite parts of that movie.
How would this animal not give away the position?
It's like the Legion of Doom here. What the hell's going on? great value Legion of Doom, at least.
So now, you know, another plan. Move all of them to the Mustafar system.
Ah.
They're getting.
And people who knew, like, started to, like, when they heard Mustafar, like, what?
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
See, it's a dump there.
That thing looks like it's our Harry Potter.
Oh, nobody would. Yeah. Nobody would suspect Mustafar. I mean, what's on Mustafar? Just lava and volcanoes.
Yeah, but those who know the lore know that's like where Vader's from.
Oh yeah.
Did you finish now blanking on the video game, the one we just talked about, Cal Kestis, Fallen Order? Did you finish Fallen Order?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Spoilers for Fallen Order with Vader showing up at the end.
Yep, that was awesome.
Plus, you also get to go to Kashyyyk in that game.
Uh huh. And you get to figure out who What's his name? Saul Guerrero. It's like, yeah. well, you know where he was before Jedha blew up.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he didn't want to fight anymore.
Yeah, the next one and is sitting on a shelf with like Spider-Man 2 and a bunch of other games that I've yet to start. I have to start the Lego Star Wars Skywalker saga. Yeah. Cool. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, there are some like scenes that are like should be playable but aren't playable.
Here we go. We got four sabers, lightsabers here.
This was cool.
Yeah, this was. I popped in the theater for this.
Yeah.
It's like, oh boy, how's Obi-Wan going to do this one? Because, I mean, he's not a Jedi, but he's wielding the sabers.
I still want to know how he got those sabers.
He got them from the Jedis he killed.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's got... It's two green and blue. Those are like the powerful like saber colors.
Yeah. Well, they're the Jedi. Those are the two Jedi colors except until, you know, we get Mace Windu with the purple one. But,
yeah.
I mean, we do get white later on.
Orange,
yeah. But, I mean, red is... We also get yellow.
Yeah. Oh, he cuts off one arm or two. Still has three sabers, so...
I know Luke's the figure for Luke, I think his lightsaber was the one that slid out of his arm. I think it was yellow. Because I remember getting that as a kid.
Here comes the backup.
Mm. Here come the clones.
Yep. Move it. Commander Cody.
He's looking in his eyes. Oof. Those are like reptile eyes almost.
Yeah. Raptor eyes, as I like to say.
Ha ha! Clever girl. Now he's running like a spider.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. His vehicle.
In the video game, he has like some cool like moves that like kill the opponents faster.
Yeah.
Grievous does, yeah. He does like that swindle of the lightsaber spin, like as an attack. Oh, wow, he's mauling down the clones here. Here comes the animal. Yar!
Yeah, that's pretty cool because it's got, like, you know, the feet and it's got the, like, it's like a tire on, like, going down the street.
This animal has avoided all that firepower.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
All these lasers.
Lasers.
Oh, wow. Also, Obi-Wan loses his lightsaber.
Yeah.
Is this they're watching the Battle of Kashyyyk, or?
Yeah, they're looking over Kashyyyk right now. Because nobody knows really what's going on with Obi-Wan, right? He's on a separate mission.
Yeah, but they said that he made contact with Grievous.
Yeah.
And now he sent Anakin to go do the... If he sends the plot, why didn't you just go with him?
Yeah, now they're starting to feel like the dark side around Grievous, dark cloud, whatever you call it.
The aura is coming.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Great care we must take. Oh, boy.
Like, I mean, I feel like I'm just asking why a lot. Okay, this part, so here's something. I didn't know that those were the Death Star plans that he was looking at. I didn't pick up on it. I didn't pick up on it in Attack of the Clones either. Like, I had to rewatch. I was like, oh, that's the Death Star.
Well, I mean, those things don't come up overnight, right? Yeah. You know, you have to be planning those out for a year. I mean,
but, like, I mean, I didn't know he was like working on it, you know. Like, I knew he was working on it, but like, I just didn't know he had like he had it on his computer, you know.
Oh yeah, well, you know, he's got to, you know, get that underway because he's gonna get found out eventually, right? And he needs somewhere to go, and the Death Star will protect him because it's basically like a planet.
Killer.
It's no moon.
Yeah. But it's also not heavily shielded either.
Well, no, it is. There's one little fatal flaw, and that's what destroys it.
Yes. But yeah, but I just didn't notice that. I was like, oh, that's the Death Star. Okay, so we know, like, I mean, I knew he built it, but I just didn't know, like, he was had the blueprints and the everything until, like, I watched it again. I was like, oh, okay. You know, the dark side?
Yeah.
Anakin. It's me.
He refers to the Jedi as dogmatic, narrow view. Yeah, so he just keeps. Now he's starting to become the, you know, Emperor in front of Anakin. Well, he has his voice changes.
Power, Annie. Yeah.
You know, and his mannerisms start to change.
Be able to save your wife from certain death.
Oh boy.
He's still what?
You're the Sith Lord.
I beg you. You're the Sith Lord. It's been troubling you. Listen to me.
Ian McDiarmid's so good in this role.
Don't be a pawn to the Jedi. It's just so funny how he's like, you know what? I have an idea. I'm going to create a clone army. Then I'm going to kill all the Jedi, build a Death Star, a planet killer.
Yeah.
I'm going to be ruler of the ruler of the world, the galaxy.
Well, he probably figured that he's already in Anakin's head, so he figures he's gotta take a shot now. Because Grievous could turn on him.
Well, yeah, Dooku almost did.
Yeah, he would have. And talking about the, just his love of Padme, and Palpatine telling him that the dark side will help save her.
That's what's saving him right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I just gotta keep on talking about Padme. I'll survive. So I just keep on saying Padme. It's like Beetlejuice. he's got no weapon. I forgot. Like,
Well, he took Grievous a shock stick here.
Yeah, he stole it from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, amazing that they're not hitting anything here.
No.
Oof.
Grievous is a good driver. Oh, he's got his blaster out.
He's an excellent driver.
Whee! Oh, is that Kenobi's ship? Yeah.
Oof.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of like mano a mano, and Obi-Wan, has got to use the Force here, or else the robot's going to get him. He's got a heart, though.
Oh! Yar!
He's not a pirate, Groody.
But he bitch slapped him.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh! My leg!
Perfect shot, right to the midsection there. And that heart of his.
Well, the heart's really on fire.
I see what you did there.
You like that one? Oh, wow.
Looks Grievous, like Grievous has a much better death than Maul.
Kane exploded.
God damn.
So uncivilized.
No one civilized this blaster. Obi-Wan destroyed Grievous.
So now I must talk to you. We just see where the Obi-Wan has destroyed General Grievous.
Oh, boy. Tell me he didn't just say he thinks he's a Sith Lord.
A Sith Lord? The one we've been looking for.
Hmm.
He knows the ways of the Force.
Oh, boy. So Anakin's tattling here and telling Mace Windu what's going on.
Well, it did seem like the right thing to do.
Well, yeah, it is the right thing to do.
Why doesn't he just let him come? This is what makes him even more mad.
He's like, you can't take him down. You're still only a knight.
Like, dude.
The poor guy just wrapping cable in the background. That's a shit job in Coruscant.
So yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just gonna continue going to work. As they say, nightfall. There are two references to that. That night is falling and the K-N-I-G-H-T. That's an actual level in Battlefront 2 for the PS2. Nightfall. Oh. You play as a clone, like going through the clone arm, going through like the clone wars and everything. And it's like Nightfall. It's like, oh, okay. That's a pretty clever title.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
Uh-huh. It is. It's like you're almost like Commander Cody or something. Or like the 501st Legion.
Uh-huh. The sun is setting on Coruscant. That's got to be cool to look at, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they have Coruscant on Star Tours. I'm not sure. I know they had a whole shit ton of scenes.
I went on that, like, MGM Millennium Falcon ride back in the day before it all got changed around.
What do you mean? Well, you know, the Millennium Falcon ride, that's Smuggler's Run. That's part of Galaxy's Edge. You mean, like, years ago when it was just Star Tours?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. Star Tours is fun. They you know, have kept it up to keep it relevant. The only problem with it is it's not on the same side of the park as Galaxy's Edge.
No.
But it's cool though. You get to walk through like the Forest of Endor to get to it.
Oh, so here we go.
Trying to apprehend, you know, Palpatine.
Should have just let him go with you. Mm-hmm.
He's got three other Jedis with him. Are you threatening me, Master Jedi?
Could possibly go wrong. Master Jedi.
Oh, boy.
Not yet.
Ooh. Palpatine breaks out his
lightsaber. I'm like 2 seconds behind you, Andy, my bad.
That's all right.
I know what happens. Oh, look at that 360 turn. Oh.
Man, takes out three Jedi in like short order.
And you really didn't want to bring Anakin for protection, huh? some grand plan you had, Mace.
Oh yeah. Didn't think that one through.
No. Really not. Like, it's like, dude, you just lost three of your friends. You're not running away. Come on, bro. Such a doink. Gosh,
Jedis don't run.
No, it's almost like serves you right.
Hmm. Oh boy, Anakin's like disobeying again.
Yep, nobody hears a commotion. Just up, yep.
Tell you, when you've got the power of the Force, you know, you could be very spry.
Purple versus red here.
Well, now it's windy.
Yep. Ace is putting up a great fight while at your guard down.
Yeah, he's really, you know.
He's really giving it to him.
Palpatine's really enjoying this.
Oh! Keeps his lightsaber out.
Yeah. And then he turns into like this, like an old man all of a sudden.
Uh-huh.
I love how his lightsaber says Ben Motherfucker on it, too. you don't actually see it, but it was engraved.
Oh, yeah. The Jedi are taking over. Mm-hmm. The oppression of the Sith will never return. You have
You'll lost. Die. I'm going to shoot you with my lightning fingers.
Yeah. Okay. So, Andy, this is called... The power of the Sith is called Force Mask.
Oh, okay.
Sidious has masked himself to be Chancellor Palpatine until this has finally broken the power. The lightning going back in his face has broken the mask off for good. So he's been evil the whole time, but he puts on the mask of like this nice, charming Chancellor who's going to save everybody.
He can't hide behind it anymore.
No, but he's played, he can't hide behind the mask anymore, but he's played the part really well.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you see him, like, becoming, like, what he becomes in Return of the Jedi. I mean, it's been longer, but these are the first, like, it's the first time.
Yeah. This grotesque, individual here.
Well, yeah, he's dangerous to keep alive. I mean, you should kill him, right?
Yeah, he might be. He literally killed Dooku, earlier in the movie, but now.
They're playing. Anakin's like, no, don't worry. It'll be all right. And. here we go.
The first he gets his hand cut off, and then he gets lightning shot.
Thrown out a window.
Yeah, with lightning. Oh, man, you could see. Oh!
Your power! You see the soul.
We don't see the body, though.
No. look at the teeth.
I know, it's pretty nasty.
What have I done? Thunder rumbling. I'm surprised that the Jedi haven't felt it now.
I mean, they would feel the disturbance in the Force.
Mm-hmm. So he has also pieced together all the Jedi away from each other as well. Obi-Wan, Yoda, Pal, Yoda's on Kashyyyk. It's all fair game.
Yeah. Well, he's dividing and conquering. That's what he's really doing.
Just help me save Mace's life.
Yeah. And Anakin knows there's no other way now. He's at the point of no return here.
But if we work together.
Yes, I will teach you. Goddamn, no wonder why he has a hood on all the time. He's pretty fugly.
Go. Henceforth,
the Force is strong with you. A powerful Sith you will become.
He was the Anakin was the master of the Force. Yeah. The midichlorian count proved it.
Da-da-da, Vader.
Shall be known as Darth Vader. They say he is still Anakin until he finally embraces the whole armor and everything. He's no longer man, he's just machine.
Yeah. Well, Yoda feels it now.
But he doesn't sense it though. Laser blast in the distance. Oh, but that's just from the war. That's not from
No, but Yoda just felt it. He definitely felt the disturbance.
Believe you're the only Jedi with no knowledge of this plot. Spotted here, they will kill us. Well, obviously they would kill you.
Damn, them yellow eyes.
I mean, the other senders would get killed too. This is what he's true for every single Jedi. And Obi-Wan Kenobi is an enemy of the Republic. So he turns to the real Emperor here, like, you know, the fake voice is gone.
Yeah, I mean, their only option here is to destroy the Jedi.
Civil war without end. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go to the Jedi Temple.
Oh, boy.
Catch them off balance.
That's going
to really bad. If Yoda left Kashyyyk right now and he knew, do you think he would have made it in time?
To stop what was going to happen at the Jedi Temple now?
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Or at least to, like, warn the... Well, no, he couldn't warn the other. So... The betrayal will be dealt with. It's not like you could warn anybody.
So
go to the missile system.
Yes, he has his marching orders.
Held by his gunnery. The other separatist leaders.
Yeah. Well, he's got to tie up his loose ends. Like, mm-hmm. Jimmy Conway does in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Anybody in the Lufthansa heist had to go.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody involved in this has to go.
Poor Carboni. They froze him.
It took them 2 days to throw out Carbone.
Oh, wow.
A very ominous march here.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the hood up, everything.
So he's finally declared. I mean, he's clearly has declared the order.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't hear it yet, but these clones know what to do.
Well, they're following Anakin. They haven't gotten received the order yet.
Yeah.
Again, though, this was something people who knew the lore, you know, were waiting for to happen in the movie.
I'm really surprised that Kenobi could not sense it.
Yeah. Commander.
He's like, oh, you'll be needing the
commander.
You know, in the novelization, Cody's pissed he's giving back his lightsaber.
We haven't met Captain Rex yet. Uh-oh, here it comes.
Crap.
Oh, boy. The time has come.
Beep, beep, yes.
Execute Order 66.
Time has come. Execute 66. Yep. I was stunned when this happened. What were you in?
I was like, what? Wait a second. Because, I mean, I knew people who knew about this, about, like, Order 66, and that's how the Jedi were all but wiped out. So mm-hmm. It was just a matter of time that was going to happen.
Oh, when old Ben says all but wiped out, or Tarkin said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Ty Mundy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Come on.
Wait, what? He's like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they do put up a fight, some of them.
Yeah, he tries, but there's too many of them.
Yeah. Well, they just, yeah, that's what it is, really. They're greatly outnumbered when these happen.
Okay, so this one, A.S. Akula, I believe they called her.
Yeah.
There's a line that they wanted to do this quickly as possible because they wanted to make it short and quick because they cared about her, but they knew what the order was coming down. So they did it quickly, and they were just like, all right, we did it. Let's go. Move.
Well, they couldn't help it either. It was in their programming.
Inhibitor chip.
Yeah.
And, well, at least Yoda realized it.
Yeah. Well, he feels like, yeah. You know, them dying.
He won a 66.
Yeah, he was...
Is that,
I forgot his name. Yeah, but he has a presence in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's Plo Koon. Yep, that's Plo Koon.
Yeah. Damn, it's so badass.
Yeah, those Wookiee helicopters.
I know, they're so cool. Sorry.
No problem.
And you got the camouflage clones here.
Mm-hmm. Be done, my lord.
Yoda's like, I know what's happening. Damn, yeah. Two heads, one shot.
Yep. Yeah, stupid clones. You think Yoda trusted the clones for a little while?
Yeah.
I guess now, until the end.
Now he knows. He sensed it, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
And all the younglings come out.
Master Skywalker. Because they think, oh, he's going to save us.
Yeah. Hey, you wrong, kid.
This was a, like, oh, boy, huh?
I mean, you knew they weren't going to show up, but the implication of what happens,
yes,
you know, is bad enough.
All those kids got to run away. And she's saying that the Separatists have attacked the Jedi Temple. Little do you know.
Well, you know, it's your husband.
Yep. At least Senator Organa was here too.
Yeah.
Let somebody know, oh, something's going on here.
Well, he's not a Jedi, so you don't have to worry, I guess, really.
I think they would have said known that, like, he was a traitor.
Yeah.
So it is.
This youngling holds his own for a bit.
Like down like six of them.
Yeah. Seven. Helps Organa get away.
Go! Go, 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 go. Move a clown car.
And thank God Obi-Wan keeps that with him at all times, I guess. You never know when you're going to need it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. This thing, a probe droid after him.
Oh.
Dead Wookiees.
Yeah, just a bunch of Wookiees. Keep on moving. All these Wookiees are dead. Move to the east.
He's got a little spaceship. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chewbacca!
Tarful. Goodbye, Chewbacca. Miss you, I will. Now, after this, Kashyyyk is still imprisoned.
Yeah.
Because, you see them, the Wookiees, getting the Kyber crystals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't know why. Oh, it's a Corvette.
I wonder where Black Chrysanthemum was during all this.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably out bounty hunting.
Oh, that's Organa's. That's the Corvette, Corellian Corvette.
Oh, okay.
So it takes off. Surprising. Grievous's body's still there.
Well, you think somebody's gonna bury that shit?
Oh, I thought the clones would.
Yeah, I don't think they do that.
So he takes off.
Yeah, well, he's got to get back.
No, obviously, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's good that, like, at least some plagues people survived. Mm-hmm. Now, it seemed like they were the only Jedi that survived. I mean, I know more do, but it was like, yeah, like they were the only two that everyone thought survived.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, dude, you're not the only one.
Yeah, but how many Jedi were there? There was a shit ton of them.
Uh-huh. All your friends are dead.
Basically.
You think they called each other friends, Andy?
I don't know about that. They were more in the same order. Mm-hmm. You know, look, I have fraternity brothers. I'm friends with all of them. You know, it's kind of the same thing, I guess.
I saw Master Windu attempt to kill the Chancellor.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, so he's going again. He's going to Mustafar now.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew he couldn't stay here until morning. He would have been found.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no... Who's going to get him, though?
Obi-Wan would.
Well, he doesn't know about Obi-Wan. He doesn't know if he's alive or dead yet.
Oh, that's right.
It looks like we're heading towards our climax here on Mustafar.
Yep. Like, you gotta feel bad, I guess, for the Separatist leaders as well, because the Viceroys, because they were also betrayed. They meet them.
Yeah, I don't feel too bad for them. They get what's coming.
Yeah. It's just like, imagine, it's like, oh yeah, you know, we're doing all the good. It's like, oh shit, you're killing us.
Well, yeah, but they're also bad guys.
R2, always sticking with Anakin, you know? So even this, after.
Is this Tantive IV, this ship, right?
Yeah. I called a Corellian Corvette. I think that's what it's classified as.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, there's, like, a scene that, like, R2 witnessed it, but, like, R2 does not witness, like, what Anakin has done.
No, he didn't. No. He wasn't worried about the temple.
Thousands of troops attack the Jedi temple. Okay, good.
Oh, boy, they're trying to trap them in there. Leave them all there.
It's a trap. We must... But...
It's a trap.
Yeah. So they're not that far away from Coruscant. I mean, they go back right away.
Yeah. So here we are, finally, on Mustafar.
Oh, there's no air conditioning, Andy.
It's a little hot here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well, it's basically a giant volcano of a planet.
I feel like this would be the worst job ever.
Yeah. I mean, of all the planets in Star Wars that we know of, this might be the one I would least want to work on. I mean, Hoth is no picnic either, though.
No. I would prefer the cold, though, I think.
Freeze to death or burn to death.
Yeah, you get your choice. So here we see... Masamita.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Think about it. Is it a trap or is it not a trap?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, my good friend.
I don't think you would kill everybody. Yeah.
Keeping themselves disguised here in this ship.
Yeah, they said the clones were acting as like Jedi robes too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yes, Viceroy, you're doing very well. My new apprentice will compensate you. Celebratory drinks for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Is this when he starts to have the yellow eyes? I think so, around here.
Yeah, they start to... Anyway, R2-D2's like,
what? I'm just going to stay... No, I think he was told stay here with the ship.
Yeah, he's like, what's happening? All these little asteroids running all over the place.
The rat droids. Yeah. Pongo the Lesser. Well, I know he's one of the, he's the Geonosian leader.
Oof.
So the doors close and
yeah.
They're fighting. Trying to kill every last clone.
At the Jedi Temple. Mm-hmm. They knew it was a trap. Looks like a giant stadium.
Yeah.
You think they have WrestleMania there?
Where would you put the ring?
Oh boy. The Jedi are now public enemy number one, according to him.
Hunted down, defeated.
Oh, the younglings. Not even the younglings. That's pretty bad.
Not even the younglings. Yoda definitely has been wept. Yoda has wept about this. He does feel sad.
Oh, yeah.
It's like at the same time, the Jedi were wrong for their ways. They would have just let, like, some form of human contact.
Yeah, Anakin is just wiping out that whole room.
Yes. What were they going to do? Like, they had no weapons on them.
They had a couple of droids in there. That's about it.
Yeah, like that, they're going to do wonders for you.
It's like how he wiped out the sand people.
But I assure you, a resolve has never been stronger. The Republic will become the Empire.
Pretty much.
Stop. No.
Now, there you go. There's your yellow eyes, Bruni.
Oh, there it is. Security and continuing ability.
The First Galactic Empire.
First Galactic Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Is this how Caesar did it, or not really?
I wasn't there, Gruny. I'm old. I'm not that old. I mean, that's how any... Lucas definitely draws from that kind of thing with how he wrote this, with some of his influences. Mm-hmm.
The war is over.
I mean, you take these historical figures and how they it makes it more realistic because the world has seen it before, so people can relate to it.
This is Master Kenobi. Do not return to the temple. That time is over. Go into hiding.
Yeah.
May the Force be with us.
Yes.
Did you hear the whole message? I've heard it a couple of times.
Yeah, I think I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. Surprised that the hollow nets weren't destroyed as well.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He's in for a surprise.
Now he's gonna find out the truth.
Yeah. I didn't kill those Jedi. We were just having a party. You've done well, my new apprentice. Now, Lord Vader.
Now you can't watch anymore.
Go and bring peace to the Empire. Destroy the Sith, we must. We know he's not going to kill him.
Oh.
Yoda would kill Anakin. No,
he would kill Anakin.
Yoda would, yeah.
Yoda would, but he also told Obi-Wan that he can't beat Darth Sidious.
This is so bad.
Well, yeah, all hope is lost.
Yes.
You see how A New Hope starts. Mm-hmm. You know, things are not good.
No, you know,
the Empire is ruling the Empire, and this is how this all comes about.
Yeah, it's like, you know, this isn't really the satisfying ending. But neither was Empire. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, look, we knew it was going to be a sad.
Yes.
You know, you knew that a lot of Jedis were going to die. You knew, you know, Padme is not going to make it out of the movie. You know, all these things are going to happen. So,
yeah.
You know, if you're looking for, like, you know, an Earth Day a celebration, like at the end of Jedi, that ain't happening here.
Can you imagine, like, having a podcast and, like, you're having someone who's never watched Star Wars listen to this?
If somebody's never watched Star Wars listen to this, I sorry. You know, I mean, it's in the episode title, description, all that. So if, you know, you think we're, and not for nothing, the movie came out 19 years ago. The statute of limitations for spoilers is gone.
Andy, one more thing. Do you think the Emperor planned this because he didn't get invited to a birthday party like Maleficent didn't? Well, yeah. I wasn't invited to the Jedi party, so I'm going to kill you all.
That's... Yeah, I mean, Maleficent is still up there in the top 10 Disney villains, but the inciting incident that leads her to what she does is kind of faulty.
Yes. She does not want to betray Anakin's trust. Mm-hmm. Oh, so she doesn't tell him where he is.
He also figures out that she's she's pregnant. And who else would it be, Obi-Wan?
No, it was Mace Windu. And now he's dead. He doesn't go very far. I mean, he probably... Well, I know what happened, so... Now he's just sitting all by himself.
There's so much death and destruction at the end of this movie.
There's only one walker there.
Mm-hmm. He is pretty badass, though, the way he's standing with that cloak and everything.
Uh-huh. But you can tell, like, he's a little bit upset about it.
Oh, yeah, he's got the tear coming down his face, yeah.
Yeah. It all started with the sand people.
Well, you know, I'm not wrong. 3PO's going to look after me. He goes, oh, dear. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to go.
Oh, dear.
It looks like a fighter jet, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wonder what happened to all these ships afterwards. Well, he took the ship back to Polis Mossus.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan probably went right to the ship to hide.
Yeah. Because he knew that she was going to go to
wherever
Anakin was to be with him. Try to talk to him.
And now the sun sets again.
Mm-hmm.
Victory is won.
Yeah. Well, they think that it's done. You know, that's also like the best villains are the ones that think they're right. I mean, you look at Thanos. You know, we talked about Voldemort earlier. I mean, the ones that think they're right, you know, they think they're doing like the right thing. They're the ones that are the most dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't convince them otherwise.
Yep. Well, I'm glad they gave us, like, what did Lord Vader do all these years? I mean, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, after, before A New Hope and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Rogue One gives you how New Hope begins, but...
Oh, he is so badass in that movie. I mean, he's only in like the end of it, but he's just messing people up when he gets on that ship.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But yeah, you wonder what happens to like Obi-Wan's ship, you know, after this, like all these like ships and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. He's like, oh shit, Padme, what the hell are you doing here?
You know, like everything like was the same. Padme's home wasn't destroyed on Coruscant.
Mm-hmm.
They let her get buried.
Yeah.
Turns to the dark. No.
Well, she gets buried on Naboo.
Yeah, but normally you don't bury people on Naboo. They cremate all of them.
Oh, they do?
I don't know. Like, she's the only one who had, like, a proper burial, like, got buried by, I think, orders of Palpatine. Hmm. And also hide the pregnancy as well. I don't know, but there's a rule to it.
Hmm. Now he's getting consumed with power.
I won't lose you the way I lost my mother.
Hmm.
Like, you feel for this. It's like, look what you did, Emperor.
Yeah, they didn't have, like, ultrasounds in this galaxy? Like, they couldn't tell that there were two in there?
I don't think space people believe in ultrasounds.
Well, I mean, look, my ex-wife is a twin, and her mother said that she didn't know she was having twins till like, the 9th month.
Does anybody, I mean, yeah, I don't. Well, mostly, like, one hides behind the other, so it's like, maybe you don't see the other one, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they said. Mm-hmm. You know, my ex-wife's sister was, like, on top of her, so that's why they didn't see her,
I think robots have more vision than people do.
It was also 1972, so technology was a little different then.
Yeah, I'm saying the robot doctors of space, because of Obi-Wan. Done.
Oh boy.
Let it go, Anakin.
Oh.
You're with him.
Anakin's lost his shit, basically.
If he didn't do this, you think Obi-Wan would still kill him? No.
Well, Obi-Wan doesn't want to kill him. He doesn't kill him. He thinks he dies, but...
Mm-hmm. But still, it's like... If Padme was fine, like, and Anakin, like, was like, okay, what happens now?
Mm-hmm.
Anakin would do life in jail, basically. Like, I don't even think. Yeah, probably would be.
Again, this is another, you know, match we were waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Obi-Wan versus Anakin here in a fight.
I'll tell you why, Andy. Return of the Jedi is this is a favorite one of mine. Like I said, you know what the best scene of that is when Luke surrenders himself on Endor. Best scene ever. Like, you know, that one is just the best one. And then when, like in Phantom Menace, when Maul like shows the double blade for the first time, like two, like that was sick.
Oh, yeah, they're great moments. I mean, I mean, we're gonna get to like one of the great moments in Star Wars here, you know.
Yeah, but
I
this...
mean, the line, like, you were the chosen one. You were supposed to, you know, unify us, not destroy us.
Yep. Oh, look at all these, like, yeah, it's way too fast-paced.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the Master versus the Apprentice here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, Yoda is badass here. Hmm.
He knocks out the two royal guards, doesn't kill him.
Yeah.
Does the Emperor have more than two royal guards?
I mean, does he need more than two royal guards?
I don't know.
He's like, oh shit, he survived. Gonna have to do something about those clones on Kashyyyk here.
Surprised Mos Amita. Yeah. No one ever arrested Mos Amita or anything. Yeah. He's like, oh, all's fine.
That reminds me, like, in The Lion King, when Scar's like, you see Simba, he goes, Simba, you're alive, and he looks at the hyenas. Yeah, <he's> like, and they're like,
oops. Is you alive? Crap. Commander Cody, don't bother coming home. Done with you guys.
Yeah.
No wonder why he stuck to stormtroopers. They couldn't even kill the Jedi.
Yeah. Well, they got most of them. Mm-hmm. That's for something. Yeah.
We won all of them, and you didn't get all of them. I love how Yoda was knocked out anyway, so Mos Amita gets to go free.
Like, yeah, I'm out of here.
Yep, see you. I'll see you on...
Yoda's playing possum there.
You know, I don't think he ever did, but Mos Amita never got onto the Death Star. He was always he was ruler, like, basically of Coruscant while Palpatine wasn't there.
Hmm. Oof! Look at that! Yoda just flinging his ass across the room.
Oof. Oh, for a guy just killing a Jedi, I'll let you do that.
Yoda's like, bring it on. Ooh.
So powerful you are.
Yeah. I think at this point, I think it was like the Mama Luke was like popping big time next to me in the theater.
Oh, Palpatine. How did Palpatine get his lightsaber back? It fell out the window.
Yeah, I'm sure he had another one.
Oh, yeah. You know, how many red kyber crystals does he have?
I don't know.
Infinity.
I wanted to get a black kyber crystal. It was hard to get. People were trying to get them at the. I wanted to go to Sevi's workshop so bad, but my daughter, I kind of put her in charge of it, and she didn't know that you needed to make reservations 24 hours in advance. So when we bought our lightsabers, we bought, you know, I mean, I bought Luke's.
Oh, nice drop. Was this a wrestling match?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio.
Eh, I wouldn't call it that much. This is more like Rey and Batista here, I think, with Yoda and Palpatine.
Oh, well, they were like kicking, yeah, like Blanco versus Guerrero is Obi-Wan and Anakin, because they're both in the chopsticks.
I would go Jericho Edge.
Yeah. Yar.
Very closely matched. Damn.
They know each other every move. Oh, yeah.
It's like fighting with yourself here.
Uh-huh.
Anakin can definitely be the aggressor.
Too bad Padme wasn't there to be like, stop it, stop it, stop it.
No, don't.
Mm-hmm. So they broke apart the city. It's broken.
Yeah, you could just see like how Ewan McGregor just owns the role. Like he just does all the little things here.
And oh, yeah.
Obi-Wan. I mean, what's great casting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now he's throwing the Senate things at him.
You think George Lucas is proud of Star Wars still, or is he just like, I don't care anymore?
No, he is. He's always reached out to about for comment whenever a new Star Wars product comes out.
Yeah.
Anything, yeah. I mean, I'm excited for the Acolyte. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's starting like in a month and a half, I think.
Oh.
We got Tales of the Empire, I think, coming out on Saturday. As of this recording, this is going to drop, you know, after Star Wars Day. So,
oh, yeah. Well, may the 4th be with you.
Yes, we are recording here on May the 1st. So, yes, yeah, very excited how that became a thing culturally. I know Lego is introducing some new sets for May the 4th. Yep. They just came out with a pod race. One of the cool things now, they have these like little dioramas. So I have the trench, you know, Death Star trench one, and they just came out with a pod racing one. They have a mini version of the Millennium Falcon. Because, I mean, like, the regular one's like $600 and a shit ton of pieces.
Uh-huh.
So...
I had a dubs. My best toy, Star Wars like toy that I had, was an actual Darth Maul costume, and I had the double light. They included the double lightsaber too in there. And then I had for my birthday, when Phantom Menace came out, I got the Naboo Starfighter pool float.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go. I had the Death Star playset when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, no.
It came with the trash compactor monster and everything, and I also had the Dagobah set.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
I wish I had those playsets. Like, I would have loved them as a kid.
I wish I still had them.
Yeah, I went to like antique like stores, and like, you know, there were some action figures. So Yoda, like, that battle was really short, you know. Yoda really could not win.
Yeah.
I found it crazy. Like, that battle was, like, way too short, huh? But, and, you know, he senses that Lord Vader's in trouble. Imagine if people were actually watching that battle on the set. It's like, oh, cool, we get a show.
Not really. Everybody's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Oof. Just lava everywhere.
Yeah. It's gonna burn. Well, it'll burn somebody.
Well, because he said, oh, you know, whatever they hit in the control room is just messing everything up now. And...
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, we need to get the hell out of here.
Uh-huh.
Or else we're both going to be dead.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Just floating in a thing in a sea of lava right now.
I think Yoda has, like, you know, he feels bad because he actually failed. And he's like, well, everybody's gone, and I failed.
Oh, yeah, the escape vehicle.
Yep.
Well, he doesn't have his lightsaber anymore. He's like, he's just like, I need to get out of here.
Into exile I go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who the hell would want to go to Dagobah anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't look for him. You picked a pretty good hiding spot.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think if Senator Organa already prepared Mon Mothma for, like, a rebellion, like, before the whole Order 66 happened.
I don't know, probably. Well, see, the Empire hasn't taken hold yet, so the rebellion isn't, you know, needed.
No, it's not. They must have known that something was wrong when the Chancellor had all those powers. Oof. Nice landing. Oh, and there goes the central control system.
Yeah. Oof. That's a really hard, precise jump you got to make there, Anakin.
You think Vader's castle was air conditioned?
I don't know, because his suit probably was regulated.
He must have wanted to feel the heat. Mm. I mean, I think he did it to himself because he wanted to punish himself for losing.
Probably.
Yeah.
Kind of sweaty.
Yes, this was an epic battle.
Yeah.
I've failed you, Anakin. I have failed you.
He's still trying, you know, Obi-Wan's still trying to save him.
Chancellor Palpatine is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where would they go? Like, I mean, they wouldn't go be able to go anywhere. Like, he would have been hunted down.
Yeah.
Like, your wife's dead. Well, she's not clearly dead, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, she's hurt. You almost killed her, for crying out loud.
You think she would have died if Anakin didn't, like, get killed?
Well,
too many speculations. Oh, here we go with the epic scene.
I have the high ground.
I have the high ground.
Oh, boy. Don't mess with me, kid. Oh. Oh, there go your legs.
Yeah.
He's like, I taught you everything you know, not everything I know.
Yeah. You are the chosen one.
You would destroy the Sith, not join them.
Said he would destroy the Sith, not join them. Yeah, like, congratulations.
Yes. You didn't fulfill the prophecy there, kid.
You blew it!
I hate you.
Like a child. Yeah, Obi-Wan definitely had to leave him. You were my brother, Anakin. Ugh. I love you.
That's going to be painful.
That's insult to injury.
Yeah.
His hair's on fire.
Everything. That was kind of gnarly.
He's a burn victim. Oh, jeez. He's a burn victim now.
Yeah, he thinks he's dead. Well, he's got it. He thinks he's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be saved. That's the thing.
Ow.
There's no redeeming him.
Until 23 years later. What I want to know is how R2 got all that information of everything.
Yeah.
Well, she's awake.
Mm-hmm.
Obi-Wan. Anakin, all right.
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, yeah, just a little...
Yeah, he was just out in the sun a little too much.
Yeah, he's just got a little bruising.
Yeah, I would be pretty emotionally exhausted if I was Obi-Wan at this point.
It's like, dude, I just want to go get some sleep.
Yeah. Like, how is he still alive?
I know.
I mean, he's only got one appendage left, basically.
He's got a mechanical arm.
That's all it is, yeah.
All it is. That shuttle has gone through modifications.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it still looks the same always.
That's still alive, but barely. Oh. Hey, put him in a Bantha tank. He'll be fine.
So, like, he's not sure.
Sorry.
Palpatine is very, very angry. Like, he's like, well, you lost, so now what am I, like, you know, I want to help you, but you're not going to like it. I don't like you anymore, really. Mm. You suck. You're no good to me anymore. But, I mean, you know, Vader was, even though he was all machine, like, Vader still had powers.
Yeah, well, he's not 100% machine.
No.
You know, he's probably, what, like 60, 70% machine, I think?
I would say 80.
But he still has his mind.
Uh-huh.
And he still breathes.
Yeah.
So he's not fully machine. It's just, you know, the machine keeps him alive.
Mm-hmm.
And gives him the physical power.
Do you read the Star Wars comics, Andy?
Nah, I should.
Yeah. Well, there's one that Vader does go back to all these places. Like, he goes back to Polis Massa. He goes to Tatooine before, like, Return of the Jedi. He finds Padme's tomb. Yeah, so. I wonder if the rain will cool him down.
Maybe if Traitors of the Lost Arks comes back, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm. She's completely healthy.
She dies of a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
Babies? He's like, what? Wait, what? Twins?
Yeah, babies.
Hmm.
Your boy broke the code?
Hmm.
Yo, Anakin broke the code.
Well, he already knew.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm saying Bail Organa. Oh, God.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Mm.
I don't know if you get that reference.
I do. $6 million man, is it?
Yeah, there you go, Greeny. Yeah. Sean Key will be proud of you for that one.
Uh-huh. It's also Triple H's Return of 07. Oh. Gentlemen, we have the technology.
Oh, everything goes back to wrestling here.
Well, it does. Come on, Andy.
I know.
When does it not?
I know. Oh, Luke.
So Luke comes out first, but he says he has no recollection of his mother.
Well, he's a newborn. Newborns don't have recollection of their mother.
But in Return of the Jedi, Leia said she was really sad. That's why. I thought Leia came out first, so she sort of had, like, a little look.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's pretty amazing that she didn't know she was having twins, but yet she was able to come up with two names off the fly.
Yeah.
Oh, we get the Vader mask getting put on.
So this is what literally said, I'm Darth Vader now. I've accepted my role.
Oh, yeah. And we start to get the Imperial March starts to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mother's ringtone.
When she call her?
When she calls me.
Oh.
Because I'm like, when I hear that, I'm like, there's a disturbance in the Force. Hi, Mom.
She's choking you, Andy. She's choking you.
Oh, believe me, she would if she could sometimes.
She knows there's good in him.
Mm-hmm.
So unless Obi-Wan had Leia in his hands, and she's like, oh, she was sad.
Hmm. Yes, Rise of Vader.
Mm-hmm. Yoda's like, oh, I hate this.
They call his captioning, he says, mechanical breathing. And the fact that they got James Earl Jones back to do Vader's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me, Vader? Let's see. How old is James Earl Jones, by the way, these days?
Isn't he like 83 by this point?
Oh, God. He was born in 31, so he is... he's at this point? Oh, So he was 69 plus... He was in his early 70s here.
So is he like 87 by now?
Yeah, he's in his 90s.
Oh, did they get him to do Rogue One?
I think so.
Oh, okay. No!
Yeah, James Earl Jones is 94.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, sorry, he's 93. No, he's 93. Sorry. He was born in 31. Oh, so he just turned 93 in January.
All right, so they go to Naboo.
Split up, they should be. This is where the side here, where each of the kids are going.
Leia gets royalty and Luke gets a desert.
He becomes a farm boy.
I will take the child. Watch over him.
And now we must never speak again.
Disappear, we will. Oh, he's bringing him back.
Training.
No, it's not really solitude, Yoda. He has to, like, go out and work and survive. You can just do whatever you want, because there's no life on Dagobah. Qui-Gon.
So he's basically going to teach him how to, well, Force Ghosts. That's really what it is. So, yeah, so they wipe C-3PO's memory, but they don't wipe R2-D2's.
Why didn't anyone think to wipe R2-D2's memory?
I don't know. That's kind of a plot hole right there.
So she gets a proper burial here.
Yeah, funeral brigade.
Did you watch that this little short where Ahsoka is present?
No, I didn't see that.
So, like, as the thing is going, it's like an animated little short. I think it's like Tales of the Jedi.
Yeah, I did watch it. I don't remember. It was a while ago. So,
and he's Bale's like, "What are you doing here? I need to see this."
Yeah, she kind of like hides out. Well, cause, yeah, she's one of the Jedi that survived Order 66.
It's a snore pit. That's what it is. Snore pit, something like that. Snarpit. They got Peter Cushing. What is his name? Peter Cushing? No, that's Alec Cushing.
No, it's not Peter Alec
Guinness. Yeah, I got it.
Alec Guinness was Obi-Wan. That's Peter Cushing was Tarkin. Cushing.
Yep.
That wasn't him though.
No, I know. That wasn't a hologram.
No, it wasn't a hologram. It was, I think they had somebody look like him.
Okay.
Like a young version. Because, I remember this was,
Nineteen years ago,
whatever it was, yeah.
Alderaan, the peaceful planet.
Yeah. Little do they know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's that little green thing in the sky?
Look, we got a baby.
She's at the Imperial Palace. Not the Imperial Palace.
Little girl Leia was pretty cool in Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to meet Owen and Beru here.
That's Bria Organa.
He's like, here, you need to take care of this.
Owen's like, oh, this has to come back to me. Owen did not take kindly to this. Well, it's only Baru. Oh, well, yeah. now there's Owen.
Yeah, there's a young Joel Edgerton over there.
Yeah. But he blamed Obi-Wan basically for Anakin's death.
Yeah.
The two sons. So that's how Obi-Wan aged so fast. Like, everyone ages so fast. Luckily, Luke got to live out his life pretty well without aging too fast.
Yeah. Is that what happens to Obi-Wan? He becomes because of the two sons? That's what they say?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I did not know that.
You know, like, Tatooine is like a death sentence itself, you know? Like, it's almost like you're getting skin cancer without even knowing it.
God.
If you think about it.
Sounds like a great place to live.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, movie just ended. We have Kras going up. So Grooney, why don't you tell, everyone where you could be found on social media and what podcast you host or have appeared on lately, where to direct them.
Yeah. Well, for social media, you can find me on Twitter or X as they call it now, at Grooney316. I'm a little bit active on Twitter. Not really though, but I still have it. And for podcasts, you can mostly find me on the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed. I have two podcasts there. One is with Steve Riddle. We do called Extreme Resurrection. Me and Steve are going over ECW on Sci-Fi from 2006-2010. We took a little bit of a break after CM Punk became champion. We took 1 month off to reset because not only did we reset, but the company is resetting because John Morrison's name got found out on Chris Benoit's like list of prescribers for steroids and stuff. So they had to change a lot of storylines and stuff. And so CM Punk beat John Morrison to become ECW champion. And so it's a new start for ECW on Sci-Fi with the fallout of all those prescription list and whatnot too. And also you can find me on Nation Invasion. I am the host of that one. Me and Tim Cable, we just watched SummerSlam 2001, which was very, very good. I recommend going back and watching that pay-per-view. The ladder match between Rob Van Dam and Jeff Hardy is great. Kurt Angle versus Stone Cold. The Rock versus Booker T. It's all there. And, you know, it's taking a little bit of a shift of who they're focusing on in the Alliance camp and just how bad this invasion went down the hill as well. So check that out if you want to go back.
All right. Very cool. As for me, I'm not really active on Twitter at all or X. Make sure you join the Place to Be Facebook group because you know what's going on there is our next tournament is starting very soon around Memorial Day. It's going to be a long one. It's our big summer one to find out the greatest cartoon show of all time. It's like something like 700, 400. I don't even know. Steve went wild with this. So, Lots of shows, going to be lots of matchups, and we'll find out. Hopefully some of my beloved 80s and 70s cartoons make it far. I know most of the group skews a little younger than me, so the 90s cartoons are going to have a really good showing, I have a feeling. As for podcast, every weekday morning, we have the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I usually do a couple a week with Steve Riddle. Keithy Langston is in there. And we have this week, when you're hearing this, we are in the midst of a theme week. It is celebrating Billy Joel's 75th birthday. So we're doing double shots, two a day of great Billy Joel songs. So check those out. Just dropped is the latest episode of Pop Goes the Classics, where Miranda and Steve are going through the Disney full-length animated features canon in theatrical release order. We just did Home on the Range. It was a necessary evil, arguably the worst Disney full-length animated feature that has ever come out. But I think we're on an uptick because our next one will be Chicken Little as we lead into, you know, getting out of this kind of a lesser appreciated period of Disney in the early 2000s. Also coming next week, Cartoons of Our Youth will be back. Jennifer Smith will be joining me, and we are going to be discussing and live watching two episodes of her favorite cartoon, Futurama. Gruny, you've been on it. We did Recess. It was a lot of fun. We'll get you back on there one day. What else we got? Maybe Laughing Theater will be back soon. Trying to get some of the other pods in kind of a regular rotation. And also on the PlayStation Wrestling Network, I have Who's Next. I co-host that with Logan Crosland. We're going through modern day NXT. So when you're hearing us, our next episode will probably be dropping within the next week or so after this drops. He and I are recording very soon, and we will be basically kind of doing a little bit of a reset because with everything going on leading up to WrestleMania and Stay and Deliver, we recorded a little before that, so we're just gonna pick up with our review of Stay and Deliver and move forward from there with all the recent things that have happened with NXT, with some of the title changes, with some of the people being drafted up to Raw and SmackDown, some people returning down for a visit, or a short stay, a long stay, we don't know. And yeah, just check out everything here on the Pop Experience over on the PlayStation Wrestling Network, and also on our friends on the North South Connection with their great podcast feed, and check out their YouTube, which Gruny, you show up there, I show up there once in a while, you show up there a little bit more often than I do, with all the fun stuff that Ryan and JT and Tim are doing on that that fine channel. Mm-hmm. All right. So I want to say a big thank you to the one, the only, James Grunberg. Gruny, it's always a pleasure. You keep it very lively, very interesting, and very fun. Whenever,
yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you, Andy.
Podcast together. All right. So the next episode of this series, we'll be watching Rogue One. I don't know who will be my co-host for that one, but I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. So until next time, we'll check you out. This is Andy Atherton. Take care.